realize that you have financial experts that really need to be heard. And at the work session, even though CBO had raised this issue, I heard them say that they ended up being okay with how BES was operating.
Right. Well, so, the reason I think the conversation could be useful, though, is, A, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what a rate stabilization fund is and how do we use it. B, we have by rule established a floor but not a ceiling. And C, because of the substantial construction projects that we forecast into the future, you know, we've taken a fairly conservative position because we truly want to keep state rates stable. One of you alluded to the potential political pressures of using the rate stabilization fund improperly. You know, I think if you look back in time, you might find examples of where people sought a short-term benefit, but it then distorted rates in the out years. So I think making sure that everyone understands the sort of approach which we take, why we take this conservative approach, what's the benefits to our bond ratings, and then you know, calling this question about whether this should be a one-time or an occasional event, I think is useful, because my view is, armed with all that information, I think you do this once, and I'm convinced that we can do this in a financially prudent way, but we don't do it on a regular basis.
An additional suggestion, if I may, is that I think there are some openings, like on the Portland Utility Board. I think that board would really benefit by having somebody with strong municipal finance expertise who could just, I think, be part of those discussions and be able to operate at a little higher level. So just a recruitment suggestion.
Okay. Thank you both very much. So that concludes our formal presentation. Carla, do we have anyone who signed up to testify?
Yes, we have one person, Dee White.
Dee, welcome. All we need is your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Dee, be sure to turn that microphone on. It's pressed the gray button there in the middle.
It's gray.
Is it green? Okay,
it's green.
Thank you. I don't think it is. No.
Push.
That's better.
All right. Hello, my name is Dee White. Over the past 20 years, the core mission of the Water Bureau has changed from being a public water provider with public health, safety, and affordability as its top priority to a construction and engineering outfit bent on dismantling and destroying by neglect our sustainable water system, and all the while ruining our pristine water. Your irresponsible budgeting has resulted in unsustainable levels of unnecessary debt for highly contested capital improvement projects, such as the Washington Park demolition and now a long-coveted filtration plant, coveted by unethical city bureaucrats and multinational engineering firms, that is. Filtration will provide no health benefit for the public community whatsoever. It will cripple us with debt. The policy and budgeting of the Water Bureau has resulted in a silent public health crisis in Portland that has nothing to do with the non-issue of cryptosporidium and a $500 million filtration plant, and everything to do with the neurotoxin lead that causes irreversible brain damage, all due to toxic and corroded pipes, insufficient treatment, and a poorly maintained distribution system. Portland has the highest level of lead of any large utility in the U.S. We've exceeded the EPA limit twice in the past 18 months. The first priority of the Water Bureau budget should be getting the lead out, starting with an aggressive flushing and maintenance program. Despite having a year and a half to follow the EPA's and OHA's directive to immediately reduce the lead in our water, lead at the tap remains at dangerous levels throughout the city. Zero officials in the city, county, or state government seem to be too worried, much less acknowledge this local crisis basis, despite it making headlines in the national press, yet sadly and inexplicitly not in our local press. Next topic, we do not need a new $53 million pipe running under the Willamette. The Washington County supply line was recently inspected, is in good condition, and more than meets all demand for the west side. Are the other five pipes under the Willamette even being used? Will someone at the Water Bureau answer this? Tualatin Valley Water District and Hillsboro are building their own water supply, including a pipe to bring water to the west side. In fact, should the need arise like an earthquake, Portland could buy water from this new water project because of interconnections that are in the project. It's all in this article. Plans to spend $53 million of ratepayer money for this pipe is just plain stupid, just like gearing up for the $500 million filtration plant. Ratepayers simply cannot continue to support y'all's harebrained schemes that continue to pile up in the heap of past and future fails concocted by the Water Bureau, praised by the Office of Management and Finance. An 8.7 increase is unquestionably dishonest, unethical, and unfair for the community of Portland.
Thank you, Dee. Carla, anyone else testify?
That's all who signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to testify? Well, colleagues, that concludes our hearing. This goes to a second reading next week. Thank you for your time. Thank you to the staff and the public for joining us. We're adjourned.
I have chosen my speech. We're all lined up.